warmer summers, milder winters, disappearing glaciers, rising seas, coastal flooding, all of that is not only going to affect human populations. Global warming is already impacting birds around the world much more rapidly than expected. In England, the government monitors seagulls called kittiwakes to monitor the health of sea life. You might say that these kittiwake gulls are like the canary in the cage that miners use deep underground to monitor their air. Scientists monitoring bird populations in the Shetlands and the other islands say that the number of kittiwakes has declined 50% in only the past 5 years. Now, England's Royal Society for the Protection of Birds reports, quote, this year in 2004 saw the worst ever kittiwakes breeding season in the 19 years since monitoring began. The gulls have produced fewer young than in any previous year, apparently because of a severe shortage of food, unquote. And the head of marine policy at the RSPB said, quote, we could well be seeing the single biggest change in the North Sea since it was formed 10,000 years ago, unquote. Bird breeding problems go well beyond the kittiwakes. As far north as Shetland and Orkney, other birds such as terns and auks are having breeding problems. Sand eels, these small fish, once so plentiful that they have long fed millions of larger fish, marine mammals, and seabirds, are rapidly declining in number as well. Overfishing started the sand eel decline, but now global warming is an even bigger problem. It's like dominoes falling. Scientists think that the food supply problem goes down all the way now to ocean plankton, where rising water temperatures are causing problems. Plankton is at the base of the ocean food chain, so anything that affects plankton survival affects all sea life. If plankton moves to different sea temperatures or dies out, then other sea life will have to move or die out as well. One American ornithologist has been studying the impact of global warming on birds, and he is worried that extinctions are going to rapidly increase. Dr. Jeff Price is assistant professor at the Department of Geological and Environmental Sciences at California State University in Chico. Professor Price is also director of the Climate Panel Impact Studies for the American Bird Conservancy. I ask him about the worldwide patterns of change in bird habitats and bird behavior that seems to be accelerating and changing so rapidly. And now Dr. Price.
So you are seeing birds coming back earlier. Not all species, but some species. You're seeing changes in ranges of birds, changes in ranges of butterflies. You're seeing some bird populations breeding earlier. So there are a whole host of biological indicators that show us that for the small amount of warming that has already occurred globally, we are seeing an impact on the Earth's environment. What worries a lot of scientists are exactly the sorts of things that happened in the North Sea.
And that is the lack of breeding by thousands of birds.
It may or may not have anything to do with the ocean temperature affecting the food resource, the direct food resource of the kittiwake, but instead could have been, at least according to the one report, the temperatures being enough to impact the plankton, then the changes in the plankton impacting the sand eels, and the changes in sand eels affecting the kittiwake.